News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Good morning. It's a Monday. And a little Stevie Wonder superstition getting us going on a Monday. Colin Letty's across the console. And again, we're talking about anything and everything that is going on. And more police shootings over the weekend, of course. We had more violence over the weekends, more trials. I did read an interesting story in the New York Times. A guy that's been to 500 of the trials of the January 6th people, the people arrested on January 6th, there's still 500 more. Did you know that? And now some of them have been sentenced to up to 9 years in prison. We sort of have forgotten about these people. You know, it's like, okay, the ones who obviously got the most serious were the ones who were
got the most publicity.
Well, who did the attacking? They did the attacking of the of police officers, and obviously killing a police officer with a fire extinguisher.
That's still
yet to go to trial. That one hasn't been, but attacking police officers is an offense.
It's also a crime.
There are lots of crimes were going on, and nobody seems to want to talk about. Liz Cheney got blown out by a large margin in the primary in Washington. And now talking...
Or Wyoming, isn't that?
No, excuse me, I said Washington. Wyoming, yes. Thank you.
Why do you think that is?
It did because it's a Republican? No, Wyoming was one of the strongest Trump states.
And what committee does Liz Cheney head?
The January 6th committee.
Oh, there you go.
You know, and she's talking about running for president. I'm not sure how she would run for president. Where would she run? I mean, is she going to run as a Republican? I can't see that doing. Where's a Republican? The Republican Party right now is so far right and so far Trump. I don't know where it is. You know, Mike Pence did appear over the weekend at the Iowa State Fair.
He did?
You know what? And he made, you know, compared to the outrageous behavior of his colleagues and his boss, the president of the former president of the United States. The other thing that I was reading over the New York Times is that it was from White House staffers talking about why and how all of this, that nothing had been done 4 days before January 20th. 4 days before January 20th, nothing had been packed away. Not a thing. Nothing.
Because he didn't want to leave.
He thought he was going to be back. He thought he'd still be in there. And he says, piles the entire dining room area. And it's a big dining room, by the way, if you go to the White House. I've never been there.
It's huge.
But tables stacked with all of these documents, all loose. Some of them and pictures and letters some of them marked top secret, some of them marked beyond top secret. Can you believe that? There is a level beyond top secret. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, because there has to be.
Extreme sensitivity issues. And they're all laying around. They're all thrown
just
into boxes.
Sitting there.
And they're thrown into boxes. And according to White House staffers, everything that was in the White House was determined to be Donald Trump's. They're all mine. Everything's mine. I can do whatever I want with them. Anyway,
let's not be so hasty.
I know. Now what you also have is you have this vast number of Republicans who are saying that it's all a scam and it was all a political scam. And I can understand that. I mean, I can understand why they think it is. Even Jennifer Horne on the weekend show, it's like, come on, Jennifer, get over it.
Once we see the portions of the Mar-a-Lago affidavit that are determined, that are not redacted, it will paint a broader picture of what's going on.
It will, but I guess...
One way or the other, it will paint a broader picture of the situation.
The problem is, and by the way, our phone lines are open, the problem is we live in a conspiracy theory world, don't we? Everybody's got a conspiracy. It's all a scam or a conspiracy, right?
Well, we know what's to blame for that.
I know.
No, I think you and I are completely on different pages when I say know what's to blame for that.
Okay, well, what is to blame for that?
The internet.
Well, the internet.
Because
we
have such this vast well of information, it's so easy for people to pick and choose what they believe.
I will say this, that Donald Trump, by having his own internet social media site, Truth Social, which is basically truth lying, but that's another story, or fake news, he is... Now the
You're
person,
on your own, pal.
Hey, I know. I don't care. The person who's decried fake news more than anything else is a person that is in charge of all of the fake news that is coming out. All the hoaxes, all the things that are all out there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Will Donald Trump yes. Will he run? He's still number one, and he's running for president. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who's going to run against him. I don't know who's going to be able. I don't know. I think he's an unstoppable train, frankly. At least unless he gets can you imagine putting him on as angry as people are about Mar-a-Lago, and as angry as people are at the FBI. One of the people at the January 6th protests who had a misdemeanor is the person that ran his car into the gates to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are the world has gone nuts, and the real nutcases are running the show. I mean, isn't it? I mean, is it just me? Anyway,
I think different people have different thresholds for what they consider nuts.
I know.
I think most people can agree that it was a terrible situation all around.
Okay, I'm trying to be as blunt as I can be. You're trying to be as news people should be, as that is. Hey, respectful.
I'm
and
trying to be
balanced.
I believe the word you're looking for is fair.
Okay. All right. I don't know what is fair or not
but
anymore.
I think you and I can both agree that they should have gotten nowhere near the Capitol building that day.
We can both agree on that. And the thing is...
it's like, if you want to protest across the street, that's fine.
Well,
that's perfectly fine.
But it isn't. It isn't the way
what they
it
did
is.
Was
yeah.
wrong.
I know.
I don't think many people would disagree with that. The ones who do disagree... That's a different discussion altogether.
But the people that are defending stealing or taking documents and not taking to the National Archives and putting them into boxes all over the place, and what was done on the final days of the Trump administration, and where all that stuff went to fill up places in Mar-a-Lago, if there's not, I mean, what is it? The old adage is where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, there's a raging forest fire is what we've got in terms of violation of law.
And I would like to add that going after the agents who conducted this investigation is the wrong way to go about this, because those guys were just following orders.
It's got all of the Trump supporters very angry. And I know if you're a Trump supporter, well, I'm, you know, God bless you. I mean, I...
More power to you.
Yeah. Did Trump do some good things? Yeah, I think he did. Yes, he did. Did he do some bad things, too. Did he try to run the country like a business? Yes. Did some of that work? Darn right it did. Was he forthright? Was he, did he have the world scared of him? Yes. I mean, what he also did, he had China on the road.
Why? Because he's unpredictable.
Because he's unpredictable. He's just, it's like, And Putin, hey, okay.
That's another thing.
I know. The thing is, we got to warn you.
We've been going around in circles.
I know.
Trump
we have been. Okay. All right. Enough said.
It's constantly. You mind if I change topics?
You can certainly change topics.
We had a story this morning.
The meth story?
No, not the meth story. Not about the drug ring. About the avoided strike. At the ammunition plant,
and
really a good thing. They were able to avoid a work stoppage,
and the pay increases compared to what we've seen other places.
Yep, by one of the unions, and all but one of the unions had agreed before the contracts expired on Friday, and the one that didn't agree had it done by Saturday.
And what were they getting? What was the percentage? Remember the percentage?
The one union got the percentages over 3 years. For day shift, it was 19.5%, and I think 21% for night shift. I could be wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the numbers again.
Those numbers are outrageous compared. Not outrageous. They are is they're unbelievable compared to where everybody else is.
And you see the difference when you see potential work stoppages at a place that's a government contractor with something as important as munitions, as opposed to something that's owned by a large corporation like CNH.
Yeah,
that strike is still happening.
Yeah, and they're. And all there is, they're living off strike pay.
Yeah, because when it comes to government...
Which is affecting directly our Burlington economy. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, obviously. How could it not? But here's the thing, though. You look at when it's a government contractor and it's, you know, the government is controlling it, they want the flow to keep happening no matter what. So they'll go to the negotiating table as soon as possible. Whereas you look at, like, CNH... It's a privately owned company.
Which is interesting.
Because their strategy is there, instead of doing whatever they can to get work people to stay at work or back to work, they're sitting and waiting out the unions
anybody from Case, by the way? Yeah. I'm just really curious.
Because that's the strategy with these big corporations and work stoppages. Their strategy is to wait out the union until they run out of money and break their proverbial back so they'll take whatever deal they bring to the table.
Yeah, so in other words, the unions how different is it?
It is
the story
a labor negotiation strategy as old as incorporated businesses in America.
It is as old as there has been. As old as time.
Goes back to the 19-teens and the Henry Ford days.
I mean, the company's got money. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they've got enough to wait out striking unions, apparently.
Anybody is anybody connected to or anybody from Case that is willing to chat about the situation? It seems like there's no... I understand
the strikes,
if you don't.
The CNA strike has been happening pretty much the entire summer.
It has been the entire summer. It's been back. It goes back to May, doesn't it?
Well, and summer's not quite over yet. So.
All right. Well, it's pretty darn close with school starting tomorrow.
Yeah, Labor Day is coming up real quick.
Labor Day is coming up a week from Monday, 2 weeks from today, is Labor Day.
Yep. Which is kind of the unofficial end of calendar summer.
High school football starts this Friday.
Which, get excited for that.
It just means I've got an awful lot to do.
We all got
week.
An awful
I know,
lot to do.
I understand.
Here.
Yes, it's been a crazy summer. There's just so many things that are all going on at the same time, and one strike seems and you know it's interesting is compared it's, the deer strike to
well,
the
deer
the
strike,
strike
lasted like I think about a month and a half.
Yeah, well, but they were negotiating through that period of time.
You also have to take into account the willingness of the company to negotiate with unions.
Yeah.
And in the Deere negotiations, while they were heated at times, Deere was more than willing to go back to the negotiating table multiple times. I think they've been to the unions here. CNH has put forth two offers, and they've both been rejected because they were virtually identical.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And it's like, okay, wait it out and see. It's, you know, it's, I'm not sure. It shows, if you're working for a labor union that's for the government or that is employed by a government manufacturer.
The government, any government contractor doesn't want that flow to stop.
No.
Because if it's a government contract, that's probably really important.
Yes.
But if it's a privately owned business, they're going to do everything they can to make the deal more in their favor.
They make a lot of munitions, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we read that article from Forbes.
Forbes magazine, I know.
Forbes.com, where it said if that labor stoppage were to have happened, it would have hurt the war effort in Ukraine. because the U.S. is sending them so much munitions and ordnance and all this that it would slow that down and thus hurt their war effort.
The big question that is coming out, and I was reading another story talking, well, we were, the story that I was reading about the January 6th trials and all of the things that were going on, and the number, what is the defense? What are the primary defense of the people that were there? And it was showing that most of the, you know, I was there because my president told me to be there, and I was only following orders. Yeah. Okay. Well, see, only following orders. Where have you heard that line before?
Too many times.
Too many times, as in Nazi Germany.
Okay. Let's not make that comparison at all.
All right. I'm sorry, but it's,
that's a completely different level of malice that
I really am not advocating
that comparison because it is absolutely just no.
But the most common, it's the most common use of the term following orders. My superiors told me to do this. Yes. It's in any army. Now we can take out World War II and we can take out Germany, but it's true in any war. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I do.
That's what I'm getting at. It's not necessarily that particular thing.
Well, I'm saying comparing that to January 6th is a bit extreme.
Well, it is and it isn't, because one is war crime, the other one is a crime against the people of the United States, and I'm not sure which is worse. I mean, obviously a war crime is worse, but a crime where you've got chanting, hang Mike Pence. And they're within 20 feet of him. And, you know, it's the number of people from the Proud Boys, and I guess, what is it? Is it QAnon?
No,
QAnon is the...
That was the conspiracy theory thread on Reddit.
Well, the Proud Boys, anyway.
There are other, and similar groups.
And the thing is, what we have is we've got threats of violence against the FBI, threats of violence against law enforcement in general. We've had a war on police that has been going on in absolute fervor over the last 3 years, since the start of the pandemic, actually, probably, maybe even before that. People, policemen shot in cars, yeah.
It's just, violence is never the answer.
But I don't know what do you do to stop violence?
What can you do? You'll get different answers from different people on that.
I don't know what you can do.
If you're asking me personally, I don't know.
I don't know what you can either. Anyway, all right. Let's see what's going on.
It just goes back to the old adage: the one person in this world you can control is yourself.
All right, what's going on? Let's see.
Got a report from the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office about a phone scam that happened over the weekend.
Okay, and that was
just a lot of people, according to this news release we got this morning, was a lot of people over the weekend called the department saying they received a call about a judge inquiring about money that was owed and potentially offered to pay it over the phone, which obviously is very shady.
Yeah.
So those people did the right thing, hung up and called the authorities about it. And just basically, if it's someone trying to solicit money from you, just hang up.
No, I think phone scams are more common, are the most common scams of all.
Email scams are more and more common now. And also, I'm getting text message scams, too.
Oh, yes. I'm getting text message scams. I'm getting phone scams.
Email is the big one for
although
me.
I don't know if they are scams because I don't answer them. It'll say spam, suspected spam, and I just simply delete. I simply block them. Every time I get a call,
hang up, block.
I check and see. I just go right to my list, my recents, and then put them. And block
I usually
them.
Just let it ring.
And
usually if it's a number,
let it ring too.
If it's a number I don't recognize, I'll let it ring and listen to the voicemail.
Oh, no, I don't answer. The one thing about them is they very rarely ever have any voicemail.
Well, yeah, usually if it's somebody that's actually trying to reach me, they'll leave a voicemail.
somebody was trying. I did have somebody try to teach me that, you know, we've got a, there is like $3,429 that has been charged to your account.
That is an oddly specific.
For an Amazon purchase. Well, and it's your Amazon account.
It was an oddly specific amount.
I walked down and my wife was downstairs. I walked down and I said, that's strange.
Did you check your Amazon account?
I don't have an Amazon account. This was what she said.
Okay, we found the problem.
Yes, I don't have an Amazon account.
I have an Amazon account. If that happened, I would go straight to my account and check.
Well, my wife said, you know, I said, well, that's interesting since you don't have an Amazon account. Look, there's people that are, you know, what is it? There's people that are trying to steal money all the time.
Yep. Everybody's looking for the next big scam.
And, we're talking about these, using card
readers on gas pumps.
And you can usually, there's a certain pattern that I've noticed. If it's a store that's open 24 hours a day, where do they typically go to? Where would somebody who's going to put a card or a scam or put a card reader on? They're going to put it at one of the ending areas typically. They're not going to put it right next to where the person who's there monitoring the situation can see them, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I only buy gas. If I buy gas and I'm using a card, and that's typically what I do, I always use the pump closest to the window of the person who's looking out the window to see the scam.
Always.
Always. Just a little piece of advice. But yes, there are.
Or if you're able to just pay for it inside.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break here, but one of the things, did you see the amount of meth that this person that was bringing to Burlington?
Yeah.
Ice meth?
Yeah, I did the story. I know.
I know. 361 pounds?
362.
Okay.
Do you even listen to me do the news, Steve?
Well, it was 362. Okay, 61, 62. We're talking Heisenberg numbers here, aren't we? I mean, aren't we really? Aren't we? I can't even imagine what 360 pounds of methamphetamine looks like.
That'd be like a U-Haul truck.
If it was blue, if it's blue, I'm going to be really very suspicious. Ice methamphetamine. Anyway, 931 at KBUR. It is time to take a break. We'll be back.
This is The Herd.
Attention listeners.
With Colin Cowherd. LeBron James, Rich Paul, the new head coach Darvin Ham, and Rob Pelinka, those four people met. Four or five different agreements, according to sources. All four of those seem like wake-up calls for Westbrook. Russ wasn't in the meeting. AD wasn't either, but his agent was.
This is The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
It's a great time of year. Time for barbecues, boating, biking, just being outside. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer. The sun may be good for gardens, but those hot and humid days can be rough on you and your air conditioner. If your air conditioner is having trouble keeping up and keeping your house cool, give me a call. We'll work on any brand of air conditioner, and we'll make adjustments to get it running smoothly. And if you need a whole new unit, we'll install a brand new Amana high-efficiency air conditioner. This will ensure your house will stay cool and will help with your utility bill. Now's a good time to upgrade, as local utility companies are offering rebates up to $780. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Jerns Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, with 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Five Burlington men have been sentenced to over a decade in prison for conspiring to distribute drugs in the Burlington area. The conspiracy started by at least December 1st of 2019 and continued until November 2nd of 2021. 37-year-old Rudolph Sinclair Allen was sentenced to 20 years in prison. 51-year-old Clyde Max Stewart Jr. was sentenced to 17 years. 42-year-old Demetrius Entre Gowdy was sentenced to 18 years. 36-year-old Gregory Johnson was sentenced to about 14 years. And 42-year-old Brian Keith Davis Jr. was sentenced to 10.5 years. According to court documents, Gregory Johnson, Allen, and 46-year-old Marcus Johnson of Burlington were the middlemen who received large quantities of ice methamphetamine in Burlington from 35-year-old Kendrick Childs of Burlington, who served as the main drug source along with another individual. The three either sold quantities of ice methamphetamine themselves or provided it to low-level dealers such as Gowdy, Stewart, and Davis for distribution. One of the teens charged with the murder of a Fairfield Spanish teacher is asking for his trial to be delayed. TV station KHQA reports that Willard Miller was set to go to trial in November, but according to new court documents, Miller's lawyers are now seeking to have the trial moved back. Miller also waived his right to a speedy trial. Miller and Jeremy Goodale are charged with a November 2021 murder of Noema Graber. Both are being tried as adults and have been charged with first-degree murder. Goodale's trial is set to begin in December. Hog farmers who already comply with a California animal welfare law approved by voters in 2018 stand to benefit when the regulations are implemented, but it's unclear if that will ever happen. The law should have taken effect in January, but the state has yet to fully write and approve the necessary regulations, and a state judge delayed enforcement because of that. Given all the delays, some of the few farmers who upgraded their facilities to meet the rules wonder if they will ever see the surge in demand they expected when the measure passed. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Liu. The judge who greenlighted former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago search warrant makes a filing concerning the affidavit.
Given the intense public and historical interest in an unprecedented search, Judge Bruce Reinhart writes, the government has not shown sufficient concerns to justify sealing the entire affidavit used to secure a warrant. Still, Reinhart has set a Thursday deadline for the Justice Department to propose redactions to the document.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The government looking to crack down in the face of persistent airline problems like cancellations and delays. Some 2,000 interruptions so far just today. The transportation secretary wants carriers to do more.
At a minimum, these airlines should be providing meal vouchers if your flight has been delayed over 3 hours. Also asking for airlines to provide a hotel room for those who have to wait overnight.
Fox's Madison Allworth, America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny today. A high to 81 degrees. Should be partly cloudy tonight. A low down to 62. Then a mostly sunny Tuesday. A high back up to 81. Partly cloudy Tuesday night. A low down to 64. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 84. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low to 65. And Thursday, look for mostly sunny skies, a 30% chance of a shower, high to 84. Friday should be partly sunny, a high to 81. And right now, we've got mostly sunny skies, 69 degrees.
Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Last week's stock sell-off poised to continue today on Wall Street. The summer rally seems to be fading. The Jackson Hole Economic Policy Forum is the big event of the week. It could result in some volatile trading. AMC Theater shares are tanking 30% today after dropping more than 25% last week. The sell-off comes as Cineworld, the parent of Regal Cinemas, says it's eyeing bankruptcy. Oil prices are slumping. Gas prices continue to fall. AAA says the average for a gallon of regular, $3.90 this morning, down more than a dollar a gallon since its mid-June record high. Chicken wings are cheaper, too, than they were in 2019, according to the Department of Agriculture, but that could change when the NFL season officially starts. HBO Max premiered the series House of the Dragon last night, a prequel to Game of Thrones. So many people were watching, The Hollywood Reporter says the app crashed. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for coming.
Are you kidding? I never miss one of your dinner parties. How's the new job?
Somehow we're doing great. And I stopped working weekends, thanks to how smooth everything runs on NetSuite by Oracle.
Fantastic. We're still using QuickBooks.
Why haven't you upgraded to NetSuite?
Making QuickBooks work, sort of.
Shh, watch your language. The kids are right there.
Sorry, Amy. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. And 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since upgrading from QuickBooks to NetSuite.
Yeah, sounds like it's time for me to switch to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And for a limited time, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind financing program offer to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/advantage. That's netsuite.com/advantage for this extended special financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/advantage.
Whether your real estate needs include buying, building, or improvements, I'm here to help. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. We offer six different mortgage products available to qualified buyers. I'll go the extra mile to find the right lending options for you. It may sound complicated, but I'm here to make it easy. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That sound? That's flowers putting up a fight. Thousands of them at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, raising funds and awareness for a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Join us at alz.org/walk.
Join the Walk to End Alzheimer's Saturday, October 8th at Westland Mall. Sign up, volunteer, or make a donation at alz.org/walk.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
Yes. Welcome back on the talk show today. It's an open phone day today. We are still haven't heard anything about Burlington Northern giving an approval on the fixing of that railroad crossing, but we do know that all of the, no matter what, all of the fencing, all of the chain link fencing will all be taken down when they take a break in the wintertime, if they do, and they will take a break, and I'm not sure exactly when that's going to happen, but hopefully they'll get, with a little luck, they'll get through the whole thing. That would be the ideal situation.
Something tells me the instant the chain link fence is coming down is once that section of the project is done.
I think that that's the whole idea, is that it will be done, and or that area, that when the chain link fence comes down, that means that area will be done, and hopefully we'll get the railroad crossing working correctly, and we'll get BN, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, to sign on the dotted line and all of that sort of thing. We'll be talking more about that. It's that time of year where we're on the crossroads between summer and fall. School starts tomorrow. I think virtually all schools go back in, which is the... And why does it start tomorrow? Do you know why?
Why?
Well, it could start today, but today is typically a teacher get ready for your room day.
Yep.
It could. It always, and it will start. It's the closest day after the state fair.
Yep. I'm just like, I'm just, that's so weird. You need a day for that because all the, like, I have multiple teachers in my family, and their classrooms have been ready since late July.
Well, I think that there are new teachers that are coming in. My wife is going to be, is considered a new teacher for this particular district. Yeah.
And you're talking about that crossroads between summer and fall. Give it, let's say, a week from Thursday. Yeah, that's September 1st. You're going to start seeing Halloween decorations in stores.
Well, you mean they're not in
I'm wrong.
Are you sure they're not there already?
I haven't been to Walmart in the past 48 hours.
Are you sure they're not there already? All right, let's see if anybody's there. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
I didn't know this, but when I was a kid, I went to an auction with my mom. I met this woman, and she worked at a termination plant. And she told me, did you know that if there's a nuclear war, guess what facility would be bombed if there was a nuclear war?
No, oh, that's the IAAP. Well, it would have been on the list, but it would have also been...
The top ten list, because it was the largest manufacturer of nuclear weapons
in the United States.
Yeah, they used to be number one employer here, and that's the reason why we have the airport.
And you know the other reason why we, but do you know why? Do you know why they used this facility for nuclear weapons to build nuclear weapons, Dean?
I know that when I was a kid, I heard that, and also I remember I heard explosions, and I remember a couple of times we lived on Olive Street, and the house shook.
Well,
so and my friend told me that he knew a woman that handled very volatile, you know,
materials,
weapons, and she lost both of her hands.
Well, I can, and no, they did have the number of injury producing incidents has been extremely low because of using they've been very careful. But the reason they had nuclear weapons built here is that it is right in the middle of the country, which means that there's that much more there's a long way from here to get. You got to go across the entire, you know, thousands of miles into the country to before you can even before anything will be. And that also allows any anti-missiles. But the fact we have not had a nuclear weapon or a nuclear war. And there has not been a nuclear weapon dropped in wartime since Japan.
Yeah, Japan. Yeah.
We've certainly had threats of it. Kim Jong Il? Doesn't he make a threat about every other day?
Well, considering Kim Jong Il's dead.
Oh, Kim Jong Un. Excuse me. Is that right? That's Kim Jong Un. Okay. Yeah. Kim Jong Il is the dad, right?
Yes. And okay. He is dead.
Yeah. Too many Kim Jongs, anyway.
He died in 2012, I believe.
Yes, okay. Anyway, so we got that going on. But, and you've got Vladimir Putin, who's held the world at in his hand by threatening to use nuclear weapons.
That was 2010,
But he's been threatening to use nuclear weapons. And Eastern and Europe and everybody is sort of like, well, we don't want to, we won't cross that bridge. They're pouring weapons in there, but they're not doing anything about it. Anyway, what's on your mind, Dean?
Well, I'd rather have them do that than have American troops over there.
No, you can't put American troops over there. And I think that's really I don't know what's happening in that war, other than the fact that you've got it seems to be more of a stalemate right now.
Where the war is going to Ukraine right now, right around that area, that's where World War II, I'm not much in history, but that's where World War II started. It starts a little skirmish, and then it blew up to be a world war.
Well, and the atrocities and some of the most awful war crimes occurred there from the Nazis because it's a high Jewish contingent that lived in that area. And
the Nazis also killed anybody who came against the Nazis. They Christians were put in concentration camps if they helped the Jews.
They also had a very high bias toward anyone of Slavic descent, so...
It is interesting. What's really ironic, Dean, what's really ironic is that Putin is accusing Ukraine of being... Ukraine, which has the largest Jewish population and is also the home of the Holocaust Memorial in Eastern Europe, is now being... He's calling them the Nazis. It's like turning the... It's like the pot calling the kettle black,
and
really.
President Zelensky is also Jewish himself.
I mean, yeah. We've been over this before. He wants to bring back what it was like in 1993. He was the head of the KGB back then.
Yep.
And also his family basically killed the Tsar family. So, yes, he's a true communist, but... It's just like China's. We're having an economic war with China right now. And I'm just hoping we never have a war. But you want to get my phone, but okay. About Case New Holland, basically.
Okay.
Basically, that similar thing that we just had the real shots in West Burlington, that basically they... moved it to Topeka, Kansas. Why? Non-union shop. But you're right. This is nothing new. I mean, they want to break the backs. And I hope it hasn't happened, but I'm surprised that the Italy company hasn't said, well, we're going to move our facility to Italy. And I think Europe, that if you get a job, you cannot be fired in Europe of... Period. You have a job for the rest of your life.
That doesn't sound
100% accurate.
I think you can look it up, but I think it does. But
I think it depends on the each country has their own rules,
labor laws.
Their own labor laws. Yeah.
Well, about the railroad crossings, I agree with the one city official. We should put cement and semis there and tell the railroad, you should pay for it, not us.
Dump trucks. Actually, that was said by, I believe, John Billups, who was saying it. I don't know how serious he was about it, but he was saying we need to get them off square one because we're not getting anywhere right now.
Well, do you want to spend all that money to fix those things?
No. They want...
No.
Neither do I.
But BNSF wants us to.
Well, my family did, but no. Yeah.
I agree. Burlington Northern wants us to spend all of our money on that thing, yes.
But we're not going to do that.
The money go for something else, like maybe redo the sidewalks or Cascade Bridge, but no, not that.
I agree. Hey, Dean, I got to let you go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 319-754-1490. And you know what? That was a fairly calm and peaceful conversation.
And just
BNSF,
the union stuff, it all goes back to the same thing. When you're in a negotiation, especially one that involves money, you want to be on the side that is the more favored in the deal.
Yeah. Well, and...
You want your side to be more favored in the deal is what I'm saying.
So, a mixed bag in terms of union strategy or union power, and I guess that's really the key. I guess if you're going to work for somebody, you should work for the government. Is that safe?
If I've said it once, I'll say it a thousand times.
Okay.
No one wants to do crappy work for crappy pay.
There you go. All right, 952 at KBR. Phone lines, okay, well, let's get another call in here. Okay, good morning. Who do I have with me today?
Oh, this is Jack.
Hey,
morning,
Jack.
Sir.
I got two questions. Number
yeah.
one, you think maybe the railroad could be holding a grudge against us since we sued them?
Well, there could be any number of reasons. I think the biggest problem we run into on this particular case, Jack, is that the guy that signed off on the Tiger Grant, he signed it off, he retired. So a new guy came in. And the new guy, I think he discovered...
Not a fan of the deal.
I think he discovered there were federal dollars involved, and he said, okay, we're going...
And they want a piece of that pie.
I think that's where it will all end up. That's what I think he wanted. But, you know, hey, it's the fact that, you know, Burlington Northern, they don't, if they have any project that involves a railroad crossing, and that doesn't matter what the project is, if it has, if there's any railroad crossing at all in there, they demand to have a an employee on site and in charge all the time.
Okay. Well, yeah, I kind of wonder because, see, it's no longer Burlington Northern Santa Fe. It's BNSF, which we found out also.
Burlington Northern,
it doesn't, it doesn't stand for anything anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question is, and I will hang up, is had any of the other former presidents, President Bush, President Obama, or President Clinton, made any comment at all about what happened to President Trump and rating of his
president? Don't believe so.
You know, I think I
wonder why
why are they keeping quiet on it? Because
they might get rated too.
No, I think they're not. The fact is nobody wants to make this or get into this. And the fact is, it's being accused of being totally it's being accused as being politically motivated, and I understand why they think that, but it's the fact that, hey...
They just want to stay out of it.
If you don't pack anything away, you've moved before, haven't you, Jack?
Yeah, you know, there I pack, but if you're a president, you don't pack your own boxes.
Well, if it's all classified documents, those documents have to go to the National Archives. They can't go to Mar-a-Lago. I can't go anywhere. They got to go to the National Archives. Frankly, it's one of those, he had some secret, some super secret, and some even super, super, super secret stuff just laying around on desks and on that. He had a dining room table, Jack, stacked.
I spent 3 years in military intelligence in the S2 section, and we had stuff to come in that we were supposed to burn on site after we, get the message transfigured or transponded or whatever the case would be.
Yeah, because you don't want it to get in the wrong hands.
It was just trivial. I mean, it wasn't anything that was national security, but yet somebody thought, we need to put this under a secure thing because it might mean that the enemy might... Well, the enemy knows where you're at anyway, and they know exactly what you're doing, so nothing we have secret is going to be a surprise to them.
Well, the best thing to do is just, hey, if it should be at the National Archives, let the National Archives have the doggone stuff
when are they going to go to the 30 million pieces of paper that Obama took from the White House?
They have them.
They have them.
How in the world would you do that, though?
No, they didn't. They all went to... Every one of those pieces of paper went to the National Archives. They're the one who was doing the sorting. And there's a difference. That's the big difference. It's sitting at the National Archives, and it's under lock and key, as opposed to sitting in a dining room table someplace. Anyway, Jack, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
If Trubisky is the starter week one and they want to wait on Kenny Pickett, your bye week is week 9. Wouldn't that be the sweet spot to start a rookie quarterback?
You're probably trusting that your defense is giving you what you need support-wise.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe, Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
If you're struggling with weight and frustrated with dieting each and every year, Mark Patrick Seminars can help. Join the over 500,000 people who have attended Mark Patrick Seminars with weight loss results. Mark Patrick Seminars will be in Burlington on Thursday, September 15th.
Totally changed my life.
It's amazing.
I don't have any cravings.
You want to quit but have found it impossible? This is the thing for you. I have absolutely no craving. It's the darndest thing I have ever seen in my life.
It's not for entertainment. It's for results.
Do it. It works. Period.
You've tried everything else. You need to come and try this.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed, Thursday, September 15th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington. Seminar time is 5:30 to 7:30. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Attend this program and find out how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. There's limited seating, so get there early. Learn more at markpatrickseminars.com.
Hey, Jim! Thanks for coming.
Are you kidding? I never miss one of your dinner parties. How's the new job?
Somehow we're doing great, and I stopped working weekends. Thanks to how smooth everything runs on NetSuite by Oracle.
Fantastic. We're still using QuickBooks.
Why haven't you upgraded to NetSuite?
Oh, I'm making QuickBooks work, sort of.
Shh, watch your language. The kids are right there.
Sorry, Amy. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. And 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since upgrading from QuickBooks to NetSuite.
Yeah, sounds like it's time for me to switch to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And for a limited time, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind financing program offer to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/advantage. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for this extended special financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/advantage.
And it is about time to wrap it up today as we keep on moving through another Monday. We're not going to settle anything. Okay. Trials are going to keep going on for the January 6th. Liz Cheney, I don't know how the heck she's going to run for anything other than an independent, and I don't think an independent is going to have much of a chance. I think that you will see some things that will be coming out when the January 6th committee meets again this coming September, and that means that's coming up very soon. And anyway, if you're if you're wondering about anything, wonder some more, because we don't know. have a great Monday.
News and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KB.